how this girl started in a situation and went from bad to worse, to worse, to worse. 25 years old, she just said, I'm tired. I don't think I can do it anymore. And somehow, I have no idea how, she gave her life to the Lord. Married, business owner, witness for Christ. Such, she was one of those, but she was washed. She was justified. She was sanctified. We just gotta remember, there are people that, I'm guessing that if you saw this girl shortly before she got saved, you might cross the street and move to the other side of the street just to avoid her. She was trouble, drugs and guns. The only difference between her and us at that time, we knew the Lord, she didn't. Knowing Jesus is everything. Everything we are going to do in heaven, we do here, except for one thing. We're going to fellowship forever up there. Hallelujah. We're going to worship God forever up there. We're not going to evangelize any people up there. That job is for here, it's for now. And lying within you is the answer to people like this and what they need. I just want to close by listing some of the things that I'm holding in my heart right now. I think our society is a mess. I think that the salt somehow has lost its savor. The church is not the light that it needs to be. Somehow the society is slipping away. My hope is that the church can rise up in a fresh anointing in this day and see God arise in this land. So I have some things I've listed. They're just part of my prayer list. I have hope, but I could say it's my prayer. But I have some prayerful hopes for the church. Not this church, but including this church. For all the Church of Jesus Christ. My hope is that we will never lose sight of why we work. That we don't get religious. Everything we do has a purpose. My hope is that we will never forget that God so loved the world that he gave his son. Can't forget that. My hope is that all of our decisions will have in mind the people that will be impacted by what we do. My hope is that we don't lose vision for the world and the nations that groan in the slavery of their sin, waiting for a messenger to tell them they can be set free. My hope is that as a true Christ follower, we would be ready to lay our lives down for the joy set before us. My hope is that we would be fathers and mothers to a new generation of believers. My hope is that we will never forget the grace that saved us and that what we do here can affect the flowing of that grace to other people. My hope is that our eyes will always see past the walls of our churches to the lost and to the needy and to the dying in our communities and around the world. The sinner will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's a lie when people say everybody gets in. No, narrow is the way. That's what the Bible says. Not everybody goes. Those go who have been washed, those who have been justified, those who have been sanctified. And I just want to leave with you the words that Jesus gave to us, as he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Could we pray together? Father, Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you, when you died on the cross, you died to save us in this room, and we thank you, we're eternally thankful to you for that. But Lord, we know that there are so many others that you died for that have yet to come. So Lord, we just pray as we position ourselves before you to be a participant in the miracles you want to work through us, that we're not looking for magic. We're looking for a partnership that would produce miracles and release the supernatural power and redemptive power of God into the world in which we live. Lord, I pray your blessing on my brothers and sisters. I pray that you'd give them eyes to see the opportunities. Lord, that you would help them to know the questions so that they are able to apply the answer. And I thank you and ask you to bless these people in a great way. In Jesus' name, amen.